I don't think it was a surprise, really. It might have been to people outside of Stormont, but this whole thing was choreographed. You had the Assembly members, and indeed the party's European MEP, backing them publicly, including Ian Paisley. And then less than 2 hours later, you had the announcement from the Speaker of the Parliament saying that he was temporarily stepping down as First Minister and replaced by Arlene Foster. I think that was to the initial press conference in the hall of the grandiose hall of Stormont Parliament was to create the impression that Peter Robinson wasn't pushed, that he did this himself voluntarily for his family and for the better of the party. So I think a lot of this was choreographed and quite carefully crafted. It's probably been planned since the weekend.
You say to give the impression that he wasn't pushed. Does that mean that we think maybe he was pushed?
Well, I don't think he was pushed by the party too much. I think the events and the circumstances, the bizarre circumstances over the last few days since the revelations came out about his wife and the allegations that he did not inform Parliament about her £50,000 loan, I think that's what pushed him. I think there's an inevitability to his stepping down. The next question is he coming back? He has a 6-week period to clear his name. But even if he clears his name, does that necessarily mean he's coming back as First Minister? I think that's open to question.
Also, Henry, Nigel Dodds is the DUP's deputy leader. So why was it Arlene Foster that was asked to take over the leadership?
Two reasons, I think, and I've been writing about this in The Guardian over the last few days. Nigel Dodds is very reluctant to become leader for a couple of reasons, for family reasons, and also the fact that he could be accused of creating a third DUP dynasty. You had the Paisleys, you have the Robinsons, and you may have had the Dodds, because his wife is the party's MEP. So he was reluctant. I've known that for quite some time. He's been reluctant to be leader and First Minister. Also, Arlene is a breath of fresh air. She's a very popular politician. The latest opinion poll in a local newspaper put her as one of the most popular ministers. She's a woman. That's a first. We're the first time a political party in Northern Ireland has been headed up by a woman. And she's the Prime Minister of the country, effectively, as well. So I think it's a clean break, really, with the old DUP past, if you like. I mean, the party remains the same in terms of its policies. But as in terms of public image, this is perhaps a good idea.
What about Sinn Féin? Will they be able to work with Arlene Foster?
John O'Dowd, who's one of Sinn Féin's key spokesmen in the Assembly and one of the rising stars of the party, said last night that they would live with the arrangement for the intermediate term, if you like. I suspect they'll give it a couple of weeks. What they're looking for is a DUP promise to devolve policing and justice powers, to transfer powers from Westminster over the police and the judiciary to the Stormont Assembly. Now, if after, I'd say, about 2, possibly 3 weeks maximum, they don't see any indication in the DUP camp that they're going to be willing to devolve those powers, I think you might see problems in the process. And by 6 weeks are up and everybody has to renominate the ministers, Sinn Féin may not necessarily renominate Martin McGuinness as Deputy First Minister, which if they did that, would bring the whole thing crashing down. So it's still a high-wire act that we're on at the minute.
And what about Peter Robinson and his wife Iris? Is the press attention now going to move away from them?
Well, Iris Robinson is in a secure unit, being given psychiatric treatment. And I would imagine that she'll be given some privacy. I don't know, and Peter Robinson will obviously, I think, go to the back benches. He will be doing backroom negotiations with Sinn Féin. He's taking over the negotiations in terms of the policing and justice debate. And I think, you know, there's no better person to do it, because behind it all, he is actually quite a skilled negotiator. What I would say is that this is worth watching. This six-week period not only buys Peter Robinson some time to clear his name, it buys the DUP time. And I think in that time, what they're going to do is this. They're going to be having private polling. They're going to be getting grassroots reaction from their party and indeed from the unionist electorate to see if the Robinson scandal has left lasting electoral damage or potential damage. And I would predict that if the results come back, if the feedback is negative, that the Robinson effect is no longer positive but could lose them votes, you might see Peter Robinson spending more time with his family.